Track 8, 6 Norfolk Reads. Norfolk history is explored in everything from new fiction to wartime tragedy.
A history of Norfolk in 100 places. The wealth of impressive archaeological sites and historic buildings and landscapes across Norfolk is revealed in a history of the county focusing on 100 fascinating sites, starting with the footprints of people living here almost a million years ago, and continuing via forts, castles, walls, workhouses, mansions and markets, to finish at Norwich Forum. This is a fascinating journey guided by experts through our history and county. Authors David Robertson and Peter and Susanna Wade Martins have picked places, some famous, some barely visited, which are open to the public or visible from public roads or footpaths. Each is illustrated by photographs, maps, drawings, or aerial images taken by the Norfolk Pilot photographers John Fielding and Mike Page. Peter was Norfolk's county archaeologist and then director of Norfolk Archaeological Trust. Susanna is a rural historian, and David, an archaeologist, historian, and geographer. A History of Norfolk in 100 Places by David Robertson, Peter Wade Martins, and Susanna Wade Martins is published by The History Press.
Norfolk biographer rediscovers literary lion. In the 1920s and 30s, Sir John Squire was a famous poet and magazine editor, renowned for his alliances and enmities. He was a key literary figure in London, but has been neglected and almost forgotten, said writer and retired English teacher John Smart of Thornage, near Holt. He loved the Norfolk countryside for its big skies, country houses and village cricket grounds, to which he brought his own touring side. He also loved shooting with friends, but his poor eyesight didn't help him, and on one occasion, to his fellow shooter's surprise, he successfully bagged a pheasant. It fell straight on his head and knocked him out. Squire was satirised by Evelyn Waugh, loathed by T.S. Eliot and Virginia Woolf, but a friend of Thomas Hardy and Tarka the Otter author Henry Williamson, who wrote about his own attempts to farm at Stookey. The new biography tells the story of Squire's achievements as a writer, broadcaster and wit, and his descent into drink. Shores of Paradise by John Smart is published by Troubadour.
Norfolk and Naples. There are probably not many books which combine Naples, foxes, magic, and the Norfolk villages of Ludham and Stratton Strawlis, but there is at least one. Tales from the Foxes of Foxham by Matteo Sedazzari is illustrated by the very talented Norfolk-born Andy Kaplan. The magical adventure, aimed at children and adults, is a battle between good, the foxes, and evil, the mob and a coven of witches, set in 1950s Naples and Norfolk. There's a scooter-riding good witch who bears an uncanny resemblance to Marilyn Monroe, an Italian castle, a cameo appearance by a young Bernard Matthews, and the made-up Norfolk village of Foxham, which bears an uncanny resemblance to Stratton Strawlis and Ludham. Writer Matteo grew up visiting his grandparents in Stratton Strawlis, where he would see foxes in the woods and hear local folk tales. He now produces a pop and counterculture e-zine. Tales from the Foxes of Foxham by Matteo Sedazzari, illustrated by Andy Kaplan, is published by Zani.
Haunting story set on Stookey Marshes. Part ghost story, part thriller, The Marsh House focuses on two women separated by decades but drawn together by a mysterious house in Stookey on the North Norfolk coast. Mallory rents Marsh House for a Christmas break with her daughter in December 1962 and, searching the attic for decorations, comes across notebooks which had been written in the house by a girl called Rosemary 30 years earlier. Mallory becomes fascinated by what she finds in the diaries and the story they tell of how, when a glamorous and charming new family moved to the village, Rosemary is dazzled and fails to see the danger lurking. As Mallory reads on, the boundaries between past and present blur. Themes of family and obligation swirl and buried secrets surface. Author Zoe Somerville grew up in Norwich. This is her second novel. The Marsh House by Zoe Somerville is published by Head of Zeus.
Remarkable debut. John Ransom began writing on his phone when his parents were terminally ill in hospital, and his The Whale Tattoo retains a distinctive fractured style overshadowed by death. When a giant sperm whale washes up on a Norfolk beach, it tells Joe Gunner that death will follow him wherever he goes. Back in the riverside home he fled from, Joe must confront his drowned sister, a pregnant woman with a secret, and his troubled fisherman lover. The river flows with memories, and old loves and hatreds surface. John grew up in King's Lynn, close to the world of marsh and river that he recreates so vividly in his first novel. He was mentored by Norwich-based National Centre for Writing and won awards and grants to complete The Whale Tattoo, which has been called bold, beautiful and brilliant, and also raw, uncompromising and authentic, a remarkable debut from an astonishingly gifted writer. The Whale Tattoo by John Ransom is published by Muswell Press.
A Norfolk Village's Wartime Tragedy. In a few terrible minutes, 117 airmen were killed and another 121 captured. Of the 39 bombers and 336 crew which took off from the US airbase at Tibbenham near Diss to destroy German tank factories, four aircraft turned back with technical problems, and just four more and fewer than 100 men made it back to the Norfolk airbase. A navigational error led to the greatest loss of life suffered by any aircraft group throughout the whole of the Second World War. The bombers, separated from their escort of fighter planes, were attacked by a huge concentration of enemy aircraft. 25 of the Tibbenham planes were shot down, another three crashed. Author Eric Ratcliffe is chairman of the Norfolk Gliding Club, which is based at Tibbenham Airfield and uses the same runways the bombers thundered down almost 80 years ago. He became fascinated by the stories he heard from visiting veterans and their families, and wanted to tell their haunting and emotional story. The Cassel Raid, 27th of September 1944, by Eric Ratcliffe, is published by Pen and Sword.